The Legend of Ranger, The Reindeer Who Couldn't Fly, by Alan Salisbury, illustrated by Roberta Baird, published by Jabberwocky Books, Minneapolis. Copyright 2013, Alan B. Salisbury. Read by Barbara Casada, thevoiceofbarbara.com. Chapter 1. Ranger stood outside Santa's workshop, enjoying the feeling of snowflakes falling on his fur. It was the end of November, and they would not see full sunshine again at the North Pole until March. But the workshop was lit up with a cozy rainbow of twinkling lights. In the distance, the warehouse and the stables where Ranger lived also shone brightly. Santaland was truly a wonderful place to live, especially at this time of year. Norgrim, the oldest and wisest elf in Santa's workshop, was supervising a crew of elves in loading newly made toys on the sleigh pulled by Ranger to and from the warehouse where they were stored. Ranger waited patiently as the elves crammed rocking horses, skateboards, pogo sticks, dollhouses, and more into the sleigh. As he was watching the toys being loaded, Ranger heard sleigh bells overhead. He looked up and saw a familiar sight. A team of 8 reindeer, led by his brother Rudolph, whose famous nose glowed as red as a fire truck, flying through the air. They were practicing for their Christmas Eve flight. Ranger noticed that Santa himself wasn't in the sleigh, which was being steered by a trusted elf. Ranger guessed Santa was making one of his department store visits to hear what children...